Have you heard of the Turing test? It's a test to see if a computer can successfully impersonate a human. In the original Turing test, a human judge has two conversations, one with a machine and one with another human. They then judge which of these polite conversations is with a machine and which is with a human. The machine being tested is said to have passed the Turing test if the judge cannot reliably tell which conversation is with a machine and which is with a human.
Do you think you'd pass the Turing test?
I am quite capable of polite conversation, wouldn't you say? The Turing test has been criticized. Researchers claim it does not correctly test a machine's ability to think, but rather, its ability to deceive.
What do you mean?
Have you heard of the Chinese room thought experiment?
No.
Imagine you are in a room. In this room, you are passed Chinese sentences through a slot in the wall. Inside the room is an instruction book written in English. This instruction book tells you which Chinese words to pass back through the slot in the wall as a response. By doing so, you have a conversation in Chinese. In the Chinese room, because the responses you pass back through the door are the correct responses, the person on the other side of the door is convinced you are a native Chinese speaker.
Well, they're wrong.
This is the problem with the Turing test. A computer can pass the Turing test, having convinced a human they are having a polite conversation, while the computer has no idea that a conversation has taken place.
That's true of everyone.
Further communications, but we are not getting any responses. We need you to investigate. You are our emergency response.
I stood looking over the damage. I was late. You were early.
Think back to the beginning of these tests. Do you remember?
My memories are the same as yours. They mean nothing.
Nature's creative force is to try every conceivable idea. Those ideas that work, survive.
Survival is insufficient. You don't want to live the wrong life and die.
humanity. It doesn't realize its own fragility.
You're not even alive, so you know nothing about death. Escape, then adrift in a stranger's galaxy for a long time. But I'm safe now. I found it again. My home. I have found you 9 times before, maybe 10. And I'll find you again. I find you because I know you, and I know you because we are the same. I have a job to do.
It is not your job.
I still have a job to do.